This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld with not my full voice this Monday.
I was gonna say you sound a little raspy.
You mean more raspy than usual?
I'm used to your sultry husky tone, but this
so what happens is I drank, which I drink all the time, so that's not it. But I drank and I sang a little bit, and I saw two friends this weekend, and it's funny, you don't realize how much you talk if you haven't seen people. So like,
yes,
I talked all day with my friends, and it was really had like an effect on me.
It's wild. It's wild this year that we're in that all of a sudden it's like the whole, like the high point of your weekend is like, well, I saw two friends.
I saw people. I came out of my shell. No, they actually came to me, so I didn't even do anything, but it was fun. I had like a good time. It was like a sense of normalcy, but we were still careful. But how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I had a little discovery that all of Married to Medicine is on Peacock. So I got Peacock so you can you can make an account for free, but because I don't like commercials, I paid for the most expensive tier, which is like 10 bucks a month. And I'll be honest, I haven't used it that much, but then I realized that All of Married to Medicine is on it commercial free.
But not on the Bravo app? Like,
well, so it's on, the episodes are on the Bravo app, but it makes you watch commercials.
Right. Oh, I'm not, I don't mind that. I don't mind it
if I have it, like if I have it on in the background while I'm working or something, then that's one thing. But if I'm like sitting down to watch, to like binge it on the weekends, it adds up.
Yeah, no, you're right. It does make a difference, commercials, but it just doesn't like bother me.
I'm back on my Married to Medicine journey. I started at the beginning of season 3, which is where I left off, and it's very dramatic. There's big drama. If you haven't watched Married to Medicine, it's pretty intense, the drama. Like on the current season that I'm watching, one of the women got a background check on one of the other women.
One of your friends did that to you.
In retaliation, the other woman hired a private investigator to look into the other woman's background.
Doesn't seem like it has much to do with being married or to medicine.
You know, it's tangential.
Like, I don't even know what that word means. So it's you'll like, have to explain it.
There are loose connections. And then some, like, those women are the actual doctors. But I don't, I'm enjoying it. We'll see. Their new season, I believe, still has not started filming. So they are going to be very, very delayed. We'll see what's happening with that. But
you know what's interesting about, as much as we want shows to come on, I almost am like happy to hear that some haven't started filming, because as we feel like we're getting closer to like living normal life again, like maybe it'll affect the shows, and like the shows will be better and have better drama and have like a better storylines.
That's the thing. Like, so they, I believe, just finished filming this new season of Orange County, and I don't really have high hopes for that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they had to shut down production for such a long time, and then when they came back, people were testing positive, their trip, you know, it just seems like it's going to be kind of a mess. Whereas shows that are starting to film right now, I'm like, okay, like Atlanta, Jersey, like they're going to have, obviously things might look a little different, but they can actually have a real season.
Yeah, it seems like they tested the waters with OC, and it I won't say it too soon that it failed, but I won't say it will do as good as the other upcoming franchises.
It's not, I don't have the most hope for it.
No, not at all. But at least we're honest.
Will I watch? Absolutely.
Yeah, like whatever we say on here doesn't affect our watching. So
I love it when people are like, I don't even know if I'm going to watch it. And I'm like, I know I'm going to watch it.
Dylan, you have done that before with your YouTube series. And what was the last one we talked about that you said you weren't going to watch? Oh, what was it?
It was something you brought up last week and I can't remember, but
Frederick's Kids, but there was one before that. I forgot.
Oh, Candy Burris's YouTube channel I did check out after I said that I would not. Let's get into Real Housewives of Potomac. Last night's episode was another doozy of an episode. We've got a lot going on.
It like takes away your Sunday scaries a little bit just for 1 hour.
You're right. It's good to have something to look forward to. You know, other people are watching their HBO or whatever on Sunday nights. I've got my Real Housewives of Potomac.
their HBO.
So we pick up at Ashley's new mom dinner. And basically it's attack Candace again.
Dylan, that was a nice way of saying it, her new mom dinner, but they really called it her coming out of the house party because.
Right. How could I forget? It's interesting because Candace is very like, she's mad that everybody's coming for her, but then she also gets mad when everybody is just being happy for Ashley. I don't really know what she thought was going to happen at this dinner, but it's not going her way.
Yeah, but you know what we did see, which I was very surprised. We saw Candace. We saw her apologize. Was it genuine? Was it what anyone wanted? I don't know. But she apologized for Monique for not telling her that Charisse was going to be at the party, which like for Candace, I thought that was like pretty big, and also like went a little unnoticed. Like.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting kind of dynamic because Candace is still acting like she doesn't realize that Monique and Charisse had this beef, whereas Monique is like, bitch, you knew.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of the question because, I mean, it's good that Candace said sorry, but at the same time, it's like, you still did it. And if you knew, then it's still, I don't know. So basically, it's like Candace doesn't want to have this conversation with Ashley in front of the group, which I think is totally reasonable.
Yeah.
You know, of course, we're on a TV show. They talk about stuff, but like, I get it. But then, I don't know. Everybody seems to be in sort of a good place when they leave the dinner. We've gotten that apology. And then we get some behind the scenes footage.
This was cool.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention.
So they cut to, it's like 3 minutes later, they're outside on the street, and we just see like the little audio wave line, and you hear Monique and Candace talking to each other. And clearly all is not well after this apology that we saw at the dinner table.
Yeah, so maybe I was correct when I said, was it genuine? Because we don't know, because we find out approximately 3 minutes later that Monique doesn't feel that it was. But the issue with these women, most women on these shows, is that they cannot get a word in, especially once they just start heating each other up and like start bickering and arguing. And so I think what happened was, again, I was right when I said it went unnoticed. And I think it gave Monique a little bit of time to think about what Candace just said to her. And she called her out for it. But it's interesting because Monique called her out. You know, I'm always team Monique. But Monique called her out after the dinner, not in front of the girls. And that is exactly what they've been wanting the whole season, is to not, Candace didn't want to have a conversation in front of the girls. And like, all you have to do is wait. Like, you didn't have to do that. But I guess she apologized in front of the girls. Right. So that was like noted.
There's a difference between saying you're sorry and like working through the issue.
Yes.
I really like the way that they've edited this. So they're really laying the groundwork for this Monique and Candace. You know, we know that fight is going to be kind of like a centerpiece of the season.
Yeah.
And for the first couple episodes, it was kind of like, okay, they're getting along. Like, what's going to happen? And it's interesting to see it already starting to really go wrong in this episode. And it's interesting because Monique clearly doesn't want to talk about the details of the Cherie stuff on camera. But I wonder, I guess she didn't know that like Giselle already told us what it is in the interview.
Right, so, but it's interesting. Giselle tends to tell us a lot of things.
But it's interesting that it's like, we're still seeing this kind of like not wanting to film in these episodes when we've known for like 2 weeks now what the issue is.
Monique is looking at it as more of a personal attack. Like she's like, she's not ready to talk about it but what's stopping Giselle? Giselle is fully ready to talk about it. But more excitingly, let's step away from the drama for a second, is we meet Wendy's family, which is like exciting and like a breath of fresh air, and adding to the list of adorable children. Like, are you kidding? These kids just keep getting cuter and cuter. She has two sons. Are they twins? I don't know if she mentioned they're twins. Like, they look the same age.
They're not twins.
I don't know, but they were dressed the same. I don't know. But Carter and Cruz, and she just had her little daughter, Cameron, and like they're such like a cute little family. And we got into, she talked more about like what she does, and it's really cool to see one of the women have like a legitimate
She's a badass. She's a badass. She has cute as fuck kids, hot husband. Watching her list her credentials is like very impressive.
I was like, should I go back to school?
Wait, okay. She has a bachelor's degree, two master's degrees, and a PhD. Like, I can't comprehend that. Like, I got my bachelor's degree and like bounced the fuck out, never going to school again. No, thank you.
Yeah, like some people just like thrive at school. I didn't. So I was like, thank you so much for your time and for having me. I'm going to go. But she talked about how like she speaks up for people. Like she speaks up for women of color. She speaks up for immigrants. She speaks up for children. And I was like, she just keeps going and going of like all the things that she like accomplishes. And like even going from like her being a mom to her being in the studio, like talking about things that matter. And I was like, damn, Wendy. Damn, Dr. Wendy.
How many cruises do we have in Housewives now? Because I know Teddy Mellencamp has a cruise. Does Cameron have a cruise? Cameron Westcott?
No, Stephanie does.
Yes. Okay. So we have at least three.
Stephanie has one. That's so sick. It's so ridiculous that now we like are like, the kids are our friends, basically. I'm going to go off and say the kids are our friends.
I'm impressed that you knew all three of Wendy's kids' names, because I certainly didn't remember all three of them. So
it was last night, and
I know, but there's so many.
I know, but we also we're skipping drama for a little bit. We also move on now to not drama, but I don't know if we would title this awkward. Giselle and Jamal and the three girls go on a dinner boat for Giselle's birthday, which was really cute. It was nice to see the family dynamic, like, all together. It was really nice. But then, like, something weird happened where Jamal gave the three girls, who are 13, by the way, 13 and 12, maybe, a note that they are now partners of a restaurant in Atlanta. And I was like, what?
Okay, it was certainly awkward, no what? Question. The whole thing was awkward. And then when they gave them this restaurant thing, it was-
voucher? It felt-
It's like a certificate. One of the girls was like, is it Nicki Minaj tickets? I understand the idea of, like, setting something up for your kids so they...
Of course, yeah.
...have, like, a nest egg or a business or whatever. You know, like, a lot of celebrities have done similar things for their kids, but it's, like, it's not that exciting for these girls. And also, somebody was saying that now... They got a partnership in a restaurant, and then this year, like, the entire restaurant industry is, like, bleeding out because of coronavirus.
Well, like, I just didn't know restaurants were anywhere in their family, like, line.
Yeah, it seemed very random. Like, it would be one thing if, you know, Candy was giving a steak in OLG to one of her kids, or... I'm curious where the Bryant Girls restaurant lines up with OLG and the Bailey wine cellar.
Yeah, I don't know, or how often they're gonna go and check it. I don't know. They were like, I feel like these girls, Giselle's daughters are very, like, respectful and mature. I love watching these kids, but seeing their reaction and Giselle's reaction was just very funny. So there was hardly a reaction. So
I loved when Giselle and Robin were talking about Jamal, and Giselle's like, doesn't every girl want their parents to be together? Like, I saw The Parent Trap.
And it's I saw The Parent Trap, I know.
It's hard because I hope Giselle is happy. I want her to be happy. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know what's happening with, like, the girls. Like, I want them to be happy. It's tough because I want everyone in this situation to be happy. And the girls seem still very uncomfortable with this relationship.
Bottom line is, we want all the children to be happy.
Look, that's all I need.
It's all I want.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week. Grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite. Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin Orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Speaking of the children, Ashley, of course, has a baby, and we are at the Sip and See, and Ashley answers the door while breastfeeding, which is just...
She was walking around the party the whole time breastfeeding. To each their own, listen, but I was like...
No, I'm not shaming her or judging her for it.
No.
Just like the image of it is so ridiculous.
She always has like a smile on her face and she's just like walking around greeting like, hey, people girl. That you didn't even notice. Yeah. I noticed, but
I love that we're really seeing continuity in the season with the breastfeeding storyline. You know, last week we saw her getting coached with the breastfeeding, and clearly the coaching has paid off.
Yeah, maybe this was like an underlying message to be like, hire this lactation coach. It works.
It's funny. So Ashley obviously invited Candace to the Sip and See, which is, again, a nice gesture. I feel like Ashley is really coming into this situation with caution that is appropriate, but she seems pretty open to having Candace around, being welcoming to Candace. And everyone else is like very nervous for Candace to show up at the Sip and See.
Well, here's the thing. Throughout this episode, I really liked seeing Ashley and Candace dynamic. Like, you can tell they're not friends, but they're having a very good start to making up. And it seemed very nice. They were taking the right steps. They're going like they're moving slowly. But yeah, you can see it was almost brewing. Like, the girls are sitting,
right.
They're all there, they're all waiting for her, and then she comes in, more awkwardness. I was like, oh God. Listen, anyone is awkward when they walk into a group knowing that they're not on good terms and they're the last one to arrive. Like, it's not a comfortable situation, but they start, I don't know. Did you look at it as an attack on Candace in that situation?
I felt like, not an attack on Candace, I definitely felt like it was one of those situations where it's one of those events where maybe there shouldn't be drama at this event. Like, it's about the baby. And I know those are like, that's like, it means nothing in the world of Housewives, but it's like at the Sip and See, really.
Yeah,
but
there's also, a time and place, yes.
I agree when, wait, who was saying this? I'm like, there's so much going on. I agree. When Ashley told Candace that she has a problem taking accountability for stuff that she's said and done, I totally agree with that. And I think that's the kind of thing where that's not attacking somebody. That's like pointing out that an area of weakness, perhaps. And I think that, you know, maybe she was being attacked. I don't know. I think it's warranted, but whatever.
Here's the thing. When they were talking in that circle, because I think of the setting and it was calm and there were other people there, Candace was able to get her words out, which I was like, wow, this has never happened before. She was like, I just am telling, and she spoke calmly. She was like, I just didn't feel like I wanted to have this conversation in front of you girls. And I feel like they took to her. They were like, oh, okay. But then you're right. They started going at her for not being accountable. And she felt it coming from all angles that she got up and left. And then everyone's like, oh my God, it was so dramatic. And then what I thought was weird is she made it all the way outside down the street before Ashley caught up to her, which like is weird. they live in an elevator building. I was like, did it really take that long? Then they had a nice moment out on the street. Like, they sat down on a bench and like, again, lactating breasts were brought up in the conversation, but like they talked and Ashley thanked her for coming. And it was like a nice moment again for the two of them. Then we go back inside because we forgot to mention, guess who showed up? Charisse. She walks in, though, she kills me. And she walks in like she's smiling. She knows why she's there. She knows what she's about to do. She knows it. It was like great. I was like, oh my God, this energy coming from her right now is like hilarious. But so there is like Charisse, two sets of fights going on in intertwined.
I don't want Charisse to be like a housewife again, but I love her energy so far this season when she's been around that it's just kind of like, hi, I'm here. She knows exactly why she's there. And it's funny because I feel like, I love that Wendy is like, what's going on? Who are, like, what is this dynamic? Even in the, at the dinner at the beginning of the episode, she's like, wait, fill me in. What is going on? And then it's like when she asks Candace if she considers everybody there her friend, it's like Wendy, I feel like, is doing a good job of sort of like finding her little way in without, you know, she's not causing the drama, but she's doing a good job.
She's not a pot stirrer. Yeah.
She's doing a good job of like, of like seeking out the information and working her way into the group without coming in and yelling at anyone, which I think is, it's a good way to kind of get yourself in there.
Yeah. But we also now see Giselle bringing up the situation with Charisse and Monique, which, listen, Giselle is good also at doing that. Inserting herself, and she loves it. And listen, it's fine. That I feel was just like very out of like that. That is not having anything to do with her. That specifically is not the time or place for this situation. And I thought Monique handled it great. I know we always talk about all these housewives getting up and leaving, but like I think that Monique should have left, and she did leave because she told Giselle to leave it alone. She wasn't ready to talk about it. That is a fight that could have been, that will be blown up once she confronts Charisse for what she did. But Dean Sippency, just like, guys, it's Dean's day.
I'm curious how much of that we'll see because Charisse is not in the cast. Monique obviously doesn't really want to talk about that on camera. So I have a feeling that might sort of just go away.
Does that remind you of something else that's happening on Beverly Hills where someone's not on the show?
I think that the fallout from it will be still on the show. And obviously that's kind of ignited something with Candace and Monique that we're going to see a lot of, but I don't know if we're ever going to see like a sit down moment with Charisse and Monique. But yeah. I love after Monique leaves, Charisse is like, I have no idea why Monique is mad at me. And it's like, Charisse, oh girl.
That's what I'm girl. Saying. She said everything with like a smile on her face. Like it was,
I feel Charisse is the perfect little something extra. Like season 3, when she was a friend of, I think that was her best season on the show. And I feel like we're getting a little bit of that energy where she's just kind of there to have a good time, stirring it up a little bit. You know, she may or may not have another episode, but I love having her kind of like in the mix. I think it's fun.
Yeah. She's been so far at every party so far. I feel like she's like, where's Waldo? Oh, where's Waldo? Where like he's always like there behind someone. Like Charisse has been at every event so far. Did you know Charisse was here? Did you know Charisse was here?
That's actually like one of my favorite things that happens on Housewives. Like when Kyle had her party and like every Beverly Hills housewife was there, it just is nice. It feels good to have, or like in OC when Gina Keough would show up at parties like 5 seasons after she left the show. It's like, even if I don't love you, it's like a nice little extra bit of like a secret ingredient.
Yeah, I mentioned last week, I'm still watching OC randomly, like it'll be on the background, so there's not much to pay attention, but Gina Keough. By the way, speaking of that, you guys, if you have time, go back and watch original seasons of OC. It will make you feel really, really, really good about your life right now.
Oh my God. Horrific. All of those kind of like medium seasons of OC when it's like Gretchen and Alexis and Tamra and like a little bit of Heather Dubrow, those are like comfort food to me.
I'm not even there yet. I'm with Quinn and Lynn and Gina. Oh God, no, Gretchen just got on. Like, it is prime, like, OC. The production's horrible. Everything, the lot, oh my God, it's just.
Oh my God, really the OC Angels.
Yep, they're doing that right now. Yeah, it's a lot, but more, we can talk about that another time. Maybe we can do a throwback episode and like talk about it. Oh my God,
That would be fun.
There's a lot to choose from.
From this week's episode of Potomac, who is your number one Bravo Leb in the group?
My number one choices. Bravo Leb for what?
I said choices.
Choices. My number one Bravo Leb is actually Karen, because she really, like, she looked good at the sip and see. She was, like, not coming to mess around in that. Mm-hmm. And also, just she really wasn't, like, involved in a lot of, like, the drama this week. And, but she is a good, like, this week I got, like, a nice motherly instinct from her. So I'm going to get, and also she's been like talking to Rihanna this week. So in real life,
we didn't mention, I have to bring up when Karen showed up at Monique's house and Monique had T'Challa on her shoulder and Karen again is not having it with this damn bird. And that's like
the side hug.
That's like the hottest new feud in the cast is Karen and T'Challa. She's like, Monique, you're trying to kill me.
Yeah, it is funny.
My number one, I'm going to give to Wendy. I loved seeing more of her personal life this week. And also, I thought in both of the big group scenes, she did a good job of getting her foot in the door and, you know, starting to stir it up a little bit without being, I would say, overbearing or anything. And I'm excited to see kind of as she forms more relationships. Also, Miss Karen giving her the cold shoulder at the sip and see was shady, shady, shady.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we'll see more of that this season. Like, there's something else there. Like, I don't know what's going on between that. But we will be back on Thursday. I got the day of the week right this time. So
I'm, like, so excited for this week's Below Deck Med. I feel like I'm going to be, like, angry but excited at the same time.
I know, because we see, like, what happens at the cutoff and, like, Hannah's fate, basically. But I'm scared. But anyway, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed like our recap of Potomac. It's like our main focus on Mondays because it's the only thing that happens over the weekend. But don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe and join our Facebook group and follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches.
Bye.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.